What's up? Shepherd Ambellus here. You're listening to my show. There's a lot going on in the internet world. People are talking about this. And I think it was Kevin Mooring I was talking to a while back. Offline about some possibilities of what the path of totality could mean during the eclipse. Why are they sending out the National Guard? Why are the National Guard down at the bottom end of the path of totality, down near Eagle Pass, Texas? And why up in New York are they at the far end of the path of totality? And, you know, you have to wonder what is going on. Coincidentally, all of that in the path of totality matches up with this future United States Navy map of where the New Madrid split. This was a Planet X rendition that the Navy did, basically. Based on what people have said that I've interviewed about this, the whistleblower himself that came out and talked about this. Now, I'm going to be playing some video during the show here, and we'll get into some of these articles and whatnot. Let's just get right into it. I'm going to play this video several times during the broadcast, I'm sure. But we will check it out right now. Don't forget to support the show. Check this out.
So let me start by saying.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me fix this audio, guys. Okay, here we go.
First off, let me start by saying, if you live along the path of totality, get the out now.
Hey, TikTok, what does this map and this map and the Deagle forecast
all have in common? Now, let's TikTok about it. I want you to pay close attention to these two maps. Tell me what you see.
If you would just lay your phone down to the side for me. But if you look here, there's been a new river cut through here. And if you look here, that new river is along the same path as the path of totality. Look at there.
I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence.
And here it says by 2025, Deagle predicts the U.S. population will be reduced from 327 to 100 million.
Whoa.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everyone that passes here, through there, New York, everywhere else,
it looked like it's about 200 million people that live in those areas. I hate to be a fear monger, but I'm more of a safe than sorry kind of guy. And what's the chances of the future naval map of America where the new river is cut in through all of that, where it looks like the Mississippi used to run? What's the chances? How is it on the same course as the path of totality? Make that make sense?
Or is that man. So we got the map right here, the future Navy map. And oh boy, it is matching up with the path of totality running right along the New Madrid fault line, essentially. And if you think about it, they're stationing right here, right outside of this path of totality, the special nuclear team, which was worried about this nuclear one plant right here in Russellville, Arkansas. I reported that on IntelliHub.com. News. Now, this is out of Forbes, the shocking doomsday maps of the world and billionaire escape plans. This is definitely showing this map. And You know, it's just talking about people preparing for the end of the world, basically, but doing an analysis on the Deagle report, and these are the different countries' percentage of population change from 2019 to 2025. If we look at the United States of America right here, we see that it's a 70.2% decrease. All right. So from 332 million to 99 million. That's what they estimate in the next year. Now, how would they know that? Okay. There's only several ways the Deagle report would know that. Either they know there's going to be a nuclear war because they're planning it, okay? Or they know an asteroid is going to come in because that's something that's highly predictable. Or the only other thing that's highly predictable like that would be a planetary alignment or a solar eclipse, which is all happening during this special solar eclipse that's coming up on April 8th. They're having planetary alignments, and planetary alignments are known to cause great earthquakes. In fact, the Japanese Fukushima earthquake happened after a Jupiter alignment, and so a lot could be going on with this. I think that it's crazy. We got open lines, 262-891-0070. The number is down below right there in the description so you can see it. 262-891-0070. You're going to want to call in on this. You're listening to the Shepherd Ambella Show. And don't forget to support the broadcast, guys. Please, I got to keep everything going. I appreciate all of you so much going on. Join us in the YouTube chat. That is a great place to go. And if you click on the Linktree link below, you can make contributions there to keep the show going. But you can also get my film Shackled to Silence and my Beats album, which is a great thing to listen to when you're driving or something like that. So you can get that right there. Gangstalker 2.0. That's a few ways to support me, and I'll ship out the merchandise. This is absolutely crazy, and I know there's going to be new people tuning in, so I'm going to just play this one more time. Here we go.
First off, let me start by saying, if you live along the path of totality, get them out now.
Hey, TikTok, what does this map and this map and the Deagle forecast
all have in common? Now, let's TikTok about it. I want you to pay close attention to these two maps. Tell me what you see.
If you would just lay your phone down to the side for me. But if you look here, there's been a new river cut through here. And if you look here, that new river is along the same path as the path of totality. Look at there.
Man.
I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence.
Maybe.
And here, it says by 2025, Deagle predicts the U.S. population will be reduced from 327 to 100 million. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everyone that passes here, through there, New York, everywhere else,
it looked like it's about 200 million people that live in those areas. I hate to be a fear monger, but I'm more of a safe than sorry kind of guy. And what's the chances of the future naval map of America where the new river is cut in through all of that, where it looks like the Mississippi used to run? What's the chances? How is it on the same course as the path of totality? Make that make sense? Or is that just a coincidence?
Wow. Just, you know, that is pretty crazy, right? So here is the famous U.S. Navy map. John Moore exposed this on my show on IntelliHub about 13 years ago. Here's this Navy map. This is where they think the crust is going to slip and split. And over here, they think that the Cascadia, the New Madrid, I'll be underwater. I'm over here. So, guys, it was nice knowing you. You know, I don't know if this would actually happen, but it's odd. I mean, it's odd. And I could see some sort of crustal, you know, some sort of slipping of the crust happening, believe it or not. Just, I mean, if Planet X is inbound and these planets are starting to line up and all these billionaires are making their escape plans, you know, we know that. We know that the governments are in continuity government. We know that COVID was a cover blanket op to get masks and troops on every corner and get the supply chains in order and the underground base protocols. Now we're looking at a reduction from 332 million of population in the United States in 2019 to only 99 million people in 2025. Guys, that's just less than a year from now. What are they expecting will happen? It could happen anywhere from now until 2025. And that's a 70.2% decline in the U.S. population right there. I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, that's pretty shocking, you know, right? So if you like my work, please consider making a pledge or a donation, but if only if you're able to afford it. It's greatly appreciated. The links are in the description. Thanks, Nemesis. Awesome. Yeah, please do that. And also subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel because I don't know. They keep my numbers down. It's very bizarre, but definitely I think they unsubscribe people sometimes and stuff like that. So I'm almost like in shock over this because, you know, I was putting all this together in my head, like that something's not right. I mean, we know we covered the nuclear power plant in Arkansas, the Arkansas One, right? But this, you know, there's a lot more people tuning in. I'm gonna play this one more time.
Path of totality, get though out now.
Hey, TikTok, what does this map and this map, the Deagle forecast,
all have in common? Now, let's TikTok about it.
Let's TikTok.
I want you to pay close attention to these two maps. Tell me what you see.
If you would just lay your phone down to the side for me.
Oh,
but if you look here. There's been a new river cut through here.
Oh, shit.
And if you look here, that new river is along the same path, the path of totality. Look at there.
Ooh.
I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence.
Maybe.
And here. It says by 2025, Deagle predicts the U.S. population will be reduced from 327 to 100 million. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everyone that passes here, through there, New York, everywhere else, it looked like it.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of two or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
It's about 200 million people that live in those areas. I hate to be a fearmonger, but I'm more of a safe than sorry kind of guy. And what's the chances of the future naval map of America where the new river is cut in through all of that, where it looks like the Mississippi used to run? What's the chances? How is it on the same course as the path of totality? Make that make sense? Or is that just a coincidence?
Civil War is coming. All right. So there's that. Here's the map. You guys heard it right there. We're talking about a 70.2% decline in the U.S. population, openly projected by this globalist publication, the Deagle Report. Population numbers from 2019, 332 million. Population in 2025, less than 1 year from now, it could happen anytime between now and then, 99 million. That's a 70.2% decline in the U.S. population. Guys, what do you think is going on? Call in, get them phones ready. 262-891-0070. The number is in the description. 262-891-0070. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that bell ringer. You got to get the notifications. That's the thing. I thought people would want to chime in on this. I mean, I don't know if people are worried about this. I know that my mom and dad are planning a trip. My dad has to go to the hospital that day, and they're right in the center of the path of totality. And, you know, I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea. So apparently, you know, John Moore exposed this on my show on the old Intel Hub 13 some years ago. He recently came on again. We talked about it maybe in like 2022. This is what the Navy's thinking. This could split open. The Mississippi could start flowing backward. That and this catastrophic Cascadia event over here will wipe out most of the population. Now, the Navy, the military is acting weird. They're saying there will be explosions on the day of the eclipse. They said you will hear explosions. They said that NASA is launching rockets at what they are calling an atmospheric perturber. Does that sound like an asteroid's burning into the atmosphere or something? They're saying that they're going to launch what they impacted Bennu with, the asteroid Bennu, what they changed its course, the asteroid that they're going to steer into us to get all the minerals and probably wipe out half the Earth here in the coming years. They already impacted that. They're going to use that same spacecraft, and they're going to try and hit something or impact something. They're calling it an atmospheric perturber. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. And then they're saying that they're firing three rockets and the military's out. And it's like, what's going on? You know, it's a little too much. It's all starting to add up. What do you guys think some of this is? If you're in chat, let me know. Let's take a look at this map. If this were to happen, such a scenario on the New Madrid area fault line, on this projected path, the Great Lakes would spill over. This would be absolutely devastating for the country. Keep in mind, they've taken bridges out now near the DC area in case martial law comes. They're creating tactics to pin Americans in They're holding up at the border with National Guard troops, so you can't escape the country here and here. And over here in California, they've pushed the populations out, burning them out with directed energy weapons in the wildfires and in the recent mud floods, driving the population down toward a more sustainable area in Texas, is where a lot of people headed, and over here to the Midwest. And this is some type of orchestrated push that we talked about in my film Shackled to Silence. The great, late and great Jordan Maxwell made a prediction that they were pushing people out of California. We were talking about this. We were saying probably because Planet X is coming. You can get my film Shackled to Silence. The link is in the description below. And, you know, right here is where, if you look on this map, in the California region, you know, they pushed the population out of here. A lot of it went to Texas in this more sustainable and safer zone. They pushed people out with Antifa in Oregon up here. This entire Cascadia is ready to go. We're talking about planetary alignments, everything. 262-891-0070 is the call-in number. 262-891-0070. And I mean, what's the chance that this lines up with the path of totality? What's all the emergency bulletins that went out? All of that. It went out. They're worried about this. They're saying get 3 days to 2 weeks of food and supplies. The Deagle report saying that in between now and 2025, there's going to be a 70.2% decline in the United States population. It's currently 332 million souls in the United States, and in the next 9 months, there's only going to be 99 million of us left. That's what they're projecting. If anyone wants to chime in on this, talk about how you're going to meet your fiery death in the burning eclipse, please call 262-891-0070. Is it coincidence or could it really happen? I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't, chances are like nothing will happen, but why the military presence? Why are they so worried? Why the warnings, right? So many warnings. Support the truth, support the crusade for truth. There's a link in the description below. Check it out. Read the description thoroughly. All my social links are down there. Subscribe to all social channels. It's a must. This is the Shepherd Ambella Show. Guys, I'm going to be watching the Supercross race tonight. Coming out of St. Louis. I'm going to be looking for the 250 and 450 events. It's a triple crown. They go three races. They got to go 3 of 3. Everything averages out. And then they count up the points and see who's going to win. Eli Tomac in the 450 class is showing some good speed. So I'm looking forward to that. Maybe Ken Roczen. Of course, Chet Lawrence will probably sweep the race, but I don't know. We'll see. So I'm going to be watching that. I wanted to pop on and show you guys this. So, I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, I'm going to play this. There's a lot of new people tuning in right now on all the other platforms. I can see the numbers right here skyrocketing up. I'm going to play this video. We gotta listen to this. I'm We got to listen to this one more time.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I can't because it went. Let's go to this guy's channel. Leave the World Behind is the channel. It's called Sure Hope Not. Let's watch this guy.
Are you ready?
First off, let me start by saying, if you live along the path of totality,
power.
Get the out now.
Get the fuck out.
What is this map? And this map and the Deagle forecast all have in common? Now, let's talk about it. I want you to pay close attention to these two maps. Tell me what you see.
If you would just lay your phone down to the side for me.
Turn your computer monitor to the side.
There's been a new river cut through here. And if you look here, that new river is along the same path, the path of totality. Look at there.
I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence.
Then and again, here, maybe not. It says by 2025, Deagle predicts the U.S. population will be reduced from 327 to 100 million. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everyone that passes here, through there, New York, everywhere else,
it looks like it's about 200 million people that live in those areas. I hate to be a fearmonger, but I'm more of a safe than sorry kind of guy. And what's the chances of the future naval map of America where the new river is cut in through all of that, where it looks like the Mississippi used to run? What's the chances? How is it on the same course as the path of totality? Make that make sense? Or is that just a coincidence?
Wow. Wow. I mean, really? Really? So we got that going on. Talk.
I want you to understand I have to start with this slide because I'm
going
to
push stop on that. All right. So I guess if this alignment comes, I don't know. It could be catastrophic. If I mean, it really could be, you know, I don't know if it could go to this extreme. There might just be some earthquakes or something. That nuclear plant might rupture. I mean, they are sending a nuclear specialist, a radiation biological team, and they're posting up on the Oklahoma side, and they're worried about this Arkansas One nuclear power plant. So if we look at this future Navy map, to sum it up for everyone, and we look at the path of totality, it pretty much lines up. That's leading people to believe if you take the Deagle report into consideration where there's only going to be 99 million people left in about the next 9 months or less at any moment, something can happen. That means that it's a 70% decline in the U.S. population. And you should probably think about contributing to the show in our final days so I can keep the power on over here. All right, guys, have a good day. I'll be back on tomorrow. I'll be back. Remember that old I'll be back Terminator shit? They always gave him those funny lines. He's in, like, in every movie. It's always corny, his lines, the Terminator there, the Arnold. All right, guys, take it easy. Please contribute if you can. I need to get some more money going. I'm troubleshooting the IntelliHub site. And I mean, a lot of amazing content and work goes into this. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day. See you tomorrow.